Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. If you're a fan of choral music who's ever wondered what it would sound like not in a church or a concert hall, but in a club, you have a chance to find out tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday with the genre-bending singing group Choral Chameleon. Here's their cover of John Mayer's Bigger Than My Body.
Yes, I'm grounded.
Chameleon first launched as an ensemble in 2008 and has grown into a chorus of more than 50 voices who meet weekly in Manhattan. The repertoire ranges from new choral works to reimaginings of classic pop songs. And this week, they're branching out into the rave scene with a series of dance parties at the Space at Irondale in Brooklyn, joined by a DJ and performing arrangement of hit songs by the Bee Gees, Whitney Houston, Ariana Grande, and more. Joining me now to preview the shows is Vince Peterson, founder and artistic director of Choral Chameleon. Vince, welcome to All of It.
So great to be with you. Thanks so much.
How did the group start?
So I came to New York in 05 to do my master's degree at Manus College of Music, which is part of New School. And after I graduated with this fancy degree in choral music, I started looking around to find my tribe, to find my choir people. And I was... You know, I think in classical music school, you're hit with a lot of elitism and a lot of, you know, that rhetoric of this music is good, that music is bad. And I just got tired of it. And I went looking for a group like Choral Chameleon and I didn't find it. And so I decided to start it. And I started having conversations with people. And, you know, I remember saying to one of our singers at the first concert, this is either going to crash and burn or it's going to hit the ground running. And she looked at me with this coy look in her eye and she said, well, let's see. And we all walked on the stage and the rest is history. 15 years later, here we are.
When you first started out, really, what was the mission? Was it just to have fun? Was it to meet people?
I think it was to bridge gaps between genres of music and thus between groups of people. And cultures. It was to eradicate the stigma of elitism in the classical music world. And it was to elevate the sacredness of the human body as an instrument, working in tandem with other human bodies as instruments. I often like to say the choir is an instrument made of people. And it's the only instrument of its kind in that way. So that's always been the goal and the mission. And we find that there's a need for it in our community here and more broadly in the world. So it's kept going because of that, I think.
When did you realize this was getting big, that it went from being a kind of great idea and you and other people coming out on stage and not sure it was going to work to being something where you'd have more than 50 people involved?
Yeah. Well, I sort of hate to say it, but we started getting, you know, certain press attention, but we also started winning awards. In 2015, we won the ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming, which is given in tandem with Chorus America, which is, in my opinion, the top research and advocacy organization for choirs in the United States. And I remember feeling so nervous walking up there, and I just thought, what am I doing here? Like, what is happening? And I think that for me, I admit to living a somewhat nuclear existence as a New Yorker. I've sort of kept my head down and done my work. But the real moving thing for me is to meet people after concerts and have them tell me how tectonic it was for them, you know, shifting. And it just got to be more and more and more people, and more people talking about it and getting asked to help other people and travel. And, you know, it just, before I knew it, it was it was all there. So
my guest is Vince Peterson, founder and artistic director of Choral Chameleon. Bigger Than My Song is a choral rave happening this weekend at the space at Irondale. How did the song list develop? You talked a little bit about wanting to sort of pare away the elitism. How did you decide, and how do you decide what songs to work on?
Well, the first thing I would say is that composers are bigger than their songs. They are more than just the things that they create for us that have that curb appeal that appeals to everybody in society. And that's what this is about. Actually, this started from the podcast Song Exploder. I had listened to it faithfully, which, and I love how Hrishikesh on that podcast talks about taking a song and blowing it into a, you know, a million billion bits. And then, you know, so I had the idea of putting these things back together in a new way through the lens or through the ears of composers who I found compelling. And so I asked them to pick the songs. I said, what is a major pop song that you find resonant and that you feel you can do stuff with? And that's how the list came. You know, I being an arranger myself, I started the project by doing an arrangement of Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten, and wove a Bach fugue into the middle of it to sort of paint or signify the idea of your life being a blank page and the fugue one line at a time, you writing the story of your life in that way. And so, you know, you try to lead by example, and I'm very fortunate to have a wheelhouse of composers around us who are ready for anything in that way. And so that's how the list came about.
Let's talk a little bit about the event this weekend. Where did the idea for this concert, this rave concert series, come from?
So it came from initially from Song Exploder, but then when, you know, with us, most of it is that once I start to see the work of the composers that we're working with, that inspires me to evolve the project more. Because we are a reinventor and we are an explorer of new uncharted territory in the world of choral music, oftentimes we discover more and more about the project after the ship has already left the harbor, so to speak. And that's the joy of it. That's the real, you know, fun part. And so sometimes we don't know until we're halfway through, you know, what's going to happen. But you know, the idea is, you know, has evolved into finding joy that is resourced or translated through another lens for people who normally would not be brought together. You have the concert music goers who love choral music, and some of them will just want to sit and listen to what's happening. Others are going to want to socialize and dance with their friends and do what you would do at a rave. And our goal is to be authentic in both of those spaces at the same time, honoring both communities and traditions, and have everybody kind of realize, whoa, like, what's happening here, you know?
You're going to be performing with a DJ called Concrete Husband. Can you tell us a little bit about Concrete Husband?
Yeah. I'm telling you, when Carlos Aguilar came into our lives, it was like the clouds parted and he came down on a chariot from heaven. I got to tell you, Carlos is a classically trained flutist who went to New England Conservatory, but who has a very strong foot in the New York rave scene as a DJ. And so he's blended these sensibilities and these worlds together. He is exactly the type of collaborator that Choral Chameleon would work with. You know, I like collaborators who are just like, sure, I'm down. I'm down to try that. Let's see what happens. And that's what he did. But he's the type of musician whose technique is so good that it's invisible. It looks like nothing. It looks like he's not even exerting an effort. He does not know his own power. And I think out of that, as always, comes the best musicking. Great humility, tremendous, tremendous technique, full of joy. It's a whole body thing for him. To watch him spin and DJ is like, a whole body thing. And then he picks up the flute and starts playing into the mic. And it's just amazing. We were stunned watching him the first time.
Well, you were kind of to share a draft of one of the songs you'll be performing this weekend, made by Concrete Husband. The song is one people will recognize, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. What are we going to hear in this remix?
You're going to hear a little bit of the choir kind of isolated with lots of verb on it, but you're also going to hear this thumping fast dance beat and then excerpts of various choir lines that have been extracted from the original recording and reconstructed into this new tableau, this new space that Carlos has evoked. And I think you're going to like it.
Let's check it out. You're dancing. I'm dancing. The control room is dancing. Do you anticipate? Is this a dance party?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever the folks out there think a rave is, you know, it is truly authentic to that. You will not be able to stand still when you're there and hearing this. And I should, if you wouldn't mind, just give the credit to the arranger of mm-hmm. that original choral piece, Jared Gravely, who's one of our singers. To me, he's one of the finest choral arrangers out there, and he does so much great work. Both with Choral Chameleon and also with his group Highline. They're great. And, you know, Jared wrote those beautiful harmonies, which we find stunning. So shout out to Jared.
Well, we're going to play a little bit of that a little bit in a few minutes so we can awesome. We can hear that. You've performed at Irondale before with Choral Chameleon, by the way. My guest mm-hmm. is Vince Peterson, founder and artistic director of Choral Chameleon. What do you like about that space?
Oh my God, that space is one of the best spaces in all of New York City. They took, you know, a portion of an old Presbyterian church in Fort Lee. They walled it off and they put in all the tech of a theater. So if you're going to do choral theater interdisciplinary projects, that's the place to do it because it has the acoustic liveness of a church, mm-hmm. but all the tech of the theater and the Marley floor and everything. And I have to say, the people there are just so kind, so easy to work with. And that is gold in this industry. I mean, it's been a seamless, you know, very, very pleasant process working with them. And we like to get in there anytime we can. The space is dark. It's brooding. It has distressed walls. Mm-hmm. The history is seeping out of the walls in that space. And again, for Choral Chameleon to mix the old with the new in that way, it's just the perfect space for us. In general, but to do this project for sure.
For someone who's been listening to this and thinking, gosh, this sounds like something I'd like to be a part of, Choral Chameleon, how does one audition? When do you have auditions? What's the deal?
Well, we hold auditions twice a year or so, and you can visit our website, choralchameleon.com, and there's information in there about the process and you know, the excerpts of music you have to learn and what it involves. And our staff will be very, very happy to answer your questions and assist you with that.
Bigger Than My Song Choral Rave will be tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night at The Space at Irondale. I have been speaking with Vince Peterson, founder and artistic director of Choral Chameleon. Have a great rave.
Thank you so much.
And let's go out on that version we were talking about of How Deep Is Your Love.
How deep is your love? How deep?